We begin the current daf himself, Pesachim daf Kof Ches. We begin 5 lines down from the top of the Yomid. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, which was elaborating on the concept that our Mishnah said that one cannot eat Erev Pesach Samach LeMincha. When it's already a half hour before the Zman of Mincha, on Erev Pesach one cannot begin to eat. So the Gemara had asked in the previous daf, was that Samach LeMincha Gedayla, which was 12:30 and therefore a half hour before it would be ready from noon one cannot eat? And the concern was because of the Karban Pesach that you might be negligent and might not bring it. Or was it Samach LeMincha Ketana, which is at 3:30 and a half hour before that is at 3 o'clock, which is after 9 hours into the day, that then one cannot begin to eat because of the concern if you're eating so late, then you're not going to have an appetite to eat the matzah with relish, with an appetite. And the Gemara had concluded that it was the Zman of Mincha Ketana, that is from 3 o'clock and on, one cannot begin to eat because of the matzah. However, the Gemara brings that Rav Sheshes have a Yosef B'Tanisa Kol Mali Yom of the Pesach. Rav Sheshes would fast the entire Erev Pesach. So now the Gemara says, name a kesavah Rav Sheshes. Let's say the Rav Sheshes, we can infer that his opinion was that Samach LeMincha Gedayla Tanan. Did he held that when our Mishnah said this halacha that you can't eat Samach LeMincha was Samach LeMincha Gedayla? U'mishim Pischu, and the reason why, not like the way we conclude on the previous daf, because it concerns you're not going to have appetite to eat in the evening the matzah, but rather because of the negligence of bringing the Karban Pesach, which starts at afternoon time. Now, Dilma Mimshach V'asir Limnuyim El Mevet Pischuhu, that because maybe you're going to continue in your meal and you're going to be negligent from bringing your Karban Pesach. So, however, V'savar La, but Rav Sheish is held, Ki Had the Amreb Oishi Amreb Laza, that Machshir Hoye Ben Beseir Be Pesach Sheshachtu Shachris Bar Ba'asir Lishmai, that Ben Beseir said that although generally we know that the halacha is that one brings the Karban Pesach after Chatzais, afternoon, after the Karban Tamid is brought on Erev Pesach, however, Ben Maseret said if one slaughtered the Korban Pesach even in the morning of the 14th for the sake of the Korban Pesach, one has fulfilled his chiyuv. And therefore, hence, Rav Sheshes is held, Umitzafri Zman Pischu, that means that the morning is also the Zman of Pesach. The Kula Yemechaz LePischu, that means the entire day is fit for the Korban Pesach to be brought. Why? The Savra, because he held the Pasuk in Shemais, which tells us when the Korban Pesach is supposed to be brought, it says Bein Harabayim, between the evenings. Now, what does that mean? So on the previous stuff we had explained, it means when it starts beginning to become evening, which is when the sun removes itself from a half hour afternoon and it starts going from its towards the west, that's until it finally reaches the final part of the evening. That's how we know that it's after the noon until the evening. But he interprets it means bein erev, it means between the evenings, literally. Bein erev de etmol, between the evening of yesterday. In other words, when does the evening of yesterday finish? That's when it's Amud HaShachar of today. When the break of dawn of today, that means that's the completion of yesterday's evening. Li'erv Dohayidna, to the evening of tonight, which means to say that from Amud HaShachar up until the evening is considered in the category of Bein Arbayim, when the Korban Pesach could be brought. And that's where Rav Sheshes fast the entire day, because although in his day there was no Korban Pesach anymore, but once we made this Isser of eating because of the negligence of Korban Pesach, that's an Isser that applies for all times, even without the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we could infer that he didn't eat the whole entire day, because he held that the Zman of Pesach was the entire day. And the reason of the Isser of Samach HaMincha was Samach HaMincha Gedayla, because of the Isser of bringing the Korban Pesach, that you might be negligent, and he held that that would apply even from the morning. And I think about his army, they said, like, no, it's not true. Really, he held, like, the way we conclude on the previous daf, that the Isra of eating an Erev Pesach, Samach HaMincha, Samach HaMincha Ketana, was after 9 hours in the day, which was because of a concern that you're not going to have appetite to eat the matzah in the evening. So why did he fast the entire day? Shana Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was different. The Istinus Hava, he was someone that was more delicate. That is the itam, but safra midi, if he would eat something, even in the morning for breakfast, already at nighttime, he wouldn't have such an appetite, and therefore he wouldn't be eating his matzah with such relish and appetite, and that's why he didn't eat breakfast. A regular person could eat up until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they'll still have an appetite in the evening. If he would eat, he wouldn't have such an appetite, and that's why he didn't eat, but really he held that it was samach lemincha ketana. Now the Gemara continues discussing a mission that said, that fellow Anishab Yisrael, even the poorest of the Jewish people, lo yoichel ad shiyesem, should not eat at the Seder night until he does what's called haseber, reclining, and that is reclining on the left side as he's eating. Seidma, we learned regarding this halacha, what requires reclining. So matzah tzar haseber, when one eats the matzah of the mitzvah of the first night, then he has to do haseber like free men, because the matzah is a zecher, it's a remembrance for the geula, for redemption. So we have to be like royalty, like free men, and sit on our reclining our left side. However, mor ain't tzarach haseba. When one is eating the mora to say tonight, you don't have to do a seba because that's a zecher, that's a remembrance for avdus, for our slavery, for our bitterness, and that does not require a reenactment as of cheres. To the contrary, that's one of avdus, and therefore one does not require to do haseba. Yain, however, regarding the wine, regarding the four cups of wine, Seidmar, who said over Mishmid Rav Nachman, the name of Nachman, that Tzarech HaSeba, it requires reclining. Yet Veidmar Mishmid Rav Nachman, it was also said over the name of Nachman, that Ein Tzarech HaSeba, does not require reclining. And I think Masad Vlei Pliga, they're not really arguing. Habatarti Kasi Kamoi, that was talking about the first two cups of wine. And Habatarti Kasi Bishrei, that was talking about the last two cups of wine. And the Gemara says that Amri Lola Haigisa, some say it that one, that way. Amri Lola Haigisa, some say the other way. And that is as the Gemara explains. Amri Lola Haigisa, some say that it's that way. In other words, Trei Kasi Kamoi Boyaseba. Which did he say requires Haseba? That was the first two cups of wine. Why? The Hashtahu de Kamascha Lo Cheris, because now is when the Cheris is beginning. This is when you're talking about Cheris and the Geula and the redemption, because you're saying the Haggadah, we're going free, we're leaving Egypt. So to reenact it requires, when you're drinking those two cups of wine, to do it in a way of Cheris, which is Haseba. Trekaseba Asrai, but when you're drinking the last two cups, Loiboy Haseba, you don't have to do it Behaseba, because my Dababa, what was, was. We don't have to drink every cup of wine reclining. When you're reenacting in the recital of the Haggadah, then one has to go ahead and do it Bederech Haseba. The last two cups is already past the Haggadah, and therefore you don't have to do it Bederech Haseba. V'amri lo lahaygi, so some say to the other side, Adrabah, to the contrary. Trekaseba Asrai, Boy Haseba. The last two cups, they do require reclining. Because Ahi Shaita, the Kohavi Cheris, that is when you're ready free. You finished saying the Haggadah. You became free. You left Egypt. Now, the last two cups, do it like a free man. Trikasi Kamoi, Loi Boya Seba. The first two cups do not require a Seba. Because that Kati Avod Meyinu Kamer. We're still saying, Avod Meyinu Lefar, but it's like, we were slaves. So, part of your reenactment is the leaving, but that you were still slaves at that time. So therefore, to the contrary, the first two you do not do Bederech HaSeba, and the last two, when you're finally free, then you do it Bederech HaSeba. However, the Gemara concludes, the Hashna, the Itmar Hachi, the Itmar Hachi, but now that we have one version saying the first two require, and one version saying, no, it's the last two require, Idi V'Idi Bederech HaSeba. So therefore, we require by all four, by both groups of two, to have the halachas of HaSeba. But now the Gemara clarifies this halacha of HaSeba, of reclining. Prakten, laying backwards on a person's back, and that is his face is looking upwards and he's laying on his back, loishme haseba, that's not called reclining. Similarly, haseba siyamin loishme haseba, reclining on your right side is also not considered reclining, and that's because you have to eat with your right side, and if you're reclining on that side, it's going to make it very uncomfortable. That's not essentially derech cheres, and therefore that's not considered haseba. It's only when you're reclining on the left side. And then the Gemara says even more, is v'loyoyed, not only that it's not going to be considered haseba, because then maybe the food is going to enter first to the windpipe instead of getting to the food pipe. Because it comes to actually to danger, to choking. So there's two different interpretations. Rashbam brings from Rashi that this concern about choking and going to the windpipe instead of the food pipe is when one lays on his back, which is the prakten. That's because since his neck is leaning all the way back as he's laying backwards, so the epiglottis, which is the covering of the windpipe, is going to be open up, and then the food's going to come down to the open pipe, and the food's going to come in, and you're going to choke. That's how Rashi interprets, but Rashbam finds that difficult, because then why did the statement not say this right after it said the halacha of prakten, and wait until it said the halacha of leaning on the right side? So rather, Rashbam says from his teachers that the concern of Shemayakim Kan Leveshet was because the Veshet, the food pipe, is on the right side. If you're leaning on the right side, then the covering opens by itself when he leans towards the right. And therefore, if he's going to eat at that time, it's a danger because food and drink are not supposed to go into the windpipe, only to the food pipe. And therefore, if you recline to the right side, it's going to open up. Rather, we lean to the left side, which is both a sign of Cheres, and also, it's not dangerous because then the food is going to be going in the proper place, that of the food pipe and not the wind pipe. Now the Gemara continues as Isha Itzel Baila Loi Boya Seba. A woman by her husband does not require reclining because of the awe that she has for her husband and the subservience that she has to him. Therefore, she does not require a seba as if a cheris. In contrast to the husband, that doesn't apply. However, if she's a distinguished woman, then she does require her seba to recline by the Seder night when she's consuming the matzah and the wine. A son by his father requires reclining because he's not so subservient to his father, and therefore there is an element now of reclining like a ben chayrin. So Yibailu had the following question. Talmud etzel rabbi mai. What's the halacha by student by his teacher? Does it require a seba or not? So the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. Diyamar Abaye, because Abaye had said, Kavina Beimar, when we were by the household of the master, which is a reference to his Rebbe Rabbah, Seginan Abirkida Hadadi, we would recline, we did a seba, on the knees of our friends. And that is, each one was reclining, and there was nowhere to recline, but they would lean on the other person's knees. However, Kiyasin Lebe Rabbi Yosef, when we came to the household of Rabbi Yosef, and that's because Rabbah was the Rosh Hashiva before Rabbi Yosef, so after Rabbah passed away, then they went to Rabbi Yosef. He said to us, you don't have to do Haseba. The fear, the awe you have to have of your teacher is like the fear of heaven. As the Pasuk in Devarim says, as Hashem Alekechatira, we said, what does S come to include? It includes Talmid HaChachamim, as the Gemara said in Daf Chav Beis, that it equates the awe and fear a person has to have for his Rebbe to that of heaven. And therefore, that is, you are subservient, and therefore you don't do Haseba. That the Gemara asks, Meisiv, we learned in the Braisa, Im Hakol or the Meisiv, no matter who's around your table, you recline, Vafila Tamar, it's a rabbi, even a student by his teacher. So you see, one does do Haseba, even by his teacher. And that the Gemara answers, no, Kitanya, when did we learn that Braisa? That you do Haseba is Beshulia Denagri, is a student of a carpenter that teaches him a profession, that type of teacher, yes, you do Haseba. But a teacher of Torah, as Rabbi Yosef had said, that's my Rabbah Kamar Shemayim, there one does not do Haseba. Sayyid Lu, they had the following question. Shamashmai, what's halacha by an attendant, by a waiter, someone that's serving, does he do Haseba or not? So the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here, Damri B'shum Levi. B'shum Levi said, Hashamash ochel kezayis matzah kishuhu meisiv, the attendant that if he eats, you know, he's busy, he's serving the whole night, but if he eats at least a kezayis of matzah while reclining, then Yatzeh fulfills his chiyav. So the inference is, Mesev in, that if he eats it reclining, then yes, he fulfills the loy Mesev loy, but if he did not eat it reclining, then he doesn't. So Shemamino, Baya Seba, Shemamino, yes, from there we can infer the halacha that even the Shamish requires his Seba, and only then will he fulfill his Chiev. Another halacha, V'amri B'shu ben Levi, from B'shu ben Levi, says, Noshim Chayaves Barba Kois Halal, women are obligated in these four cups of wine that we drink by the Seder night. So we continue our Talmud base. And the reason is, Sha'afhein Ha'i Bais Anes, they were also in that miracle. And that is, as the Gemara says in Masech the Saita, that it was in the merit of the righteous women in that generation that the Jewish people were redeemed. Same thing we find the concept by reading the Megillah that they're obligated because the miracle came through Esther. And so to Bechanak we find the Gemara Masech the Shabbos has the same idea that the miracle came through Yehudas. So they were also in that miracle. And not only that they were in the miracle, they were actually caused the miracle to happen and the redemption, both by Pesach and by Purim and by Chanukah. And that's why they're obligated in the Halacha too. I'm Rabbi Huda Mishmul. Arba kais alalu. Regarding these four cups of wine that we drink by the Seder night, tzarech shiyehei bahen. Each cup of wine has to have in them kedei mezigas kais yafa, enough that it could be mixed and diluted to make a proper cup. And what that means, a proper cup, means a proper cup of a kais shel bracha. And that is, that measurement is a quarter of a lug. And that is, when you have a quarter of a lug, so then when you're going to dilute it and mix it, then it's going to be a revius of a lug. And that is, when we always call something, it has to have a share of a revius. Let it be around 5 ounces, is that the revius means it's a quarter of what's a measurement of a lug. And that is how you get a quarter of a quarter to then become a quarter, is because the way they used to dilute their wines, they were very strong, so you'd mix 3 parts water to 1 part wine. That means a quarter of the revius, then mixed with 3/4 of water, would then make it a kais yafa. So that's how much you have to have. It has to have a shear of a revius. But the way you have that is by starting with a quarter of the revius of wine, mixing with 3/4 of water. Then that is something of a real chashava drink to be made on the kais bracha. That's the shear you have to have of the cups of wine when you drink by the Seder night. However, shasan chai, if someone drinks it undiluted, it was undiluted with water, then Yatzeh, he has fulfilled his chiyuv, and as the Rashbam explains, then, but it would still require a revius, but it would just be that of wine, because as he said, without a revius, it's nothing, because just like when we do dilute it with 1 part wine to 3 parts water, you have to end up with the total amount of revius, so too if you're not diluting it, but it still has to be the shear of a revius. Shasan bevas achas, let's say this person drank it at one time, which he brings from Rashi, that means to say that if you pour all four cups into one large cup, or the Rashbam says that the interpretation at one time means to say, not that you pour it all into one cup, literally, but you drank it all together, not in the proper timings as it's supposed to be, then Yatzah, he has fulfilled his chiyuv. And finally, Hishkemehen Labanim B'Lubnei Beisa, if he gave to drink from each cup of wine to his sons and his family, and he didn't drink the whole entire thing himself, as the Gemara will explain, Yatzah, he has fulfilled his chiyuv. So now the Gemara explains these halachas that Shmuel said. Shesain Cha Yatzah. We said if you drink it undiluted, as long as you have a share of avias, then you have fulfilled your chiyuv by the Seder of the four cups. Amar Rav, so Rav explains, however. Yideyayin Yatzah. You have fulfilled your chiyuv of wine, and that is you drank the four cups of wine. However, Yidei Cheris Lo Yatzah. You have not fulfilled your obligation of freedom. And that is, it's not a complete mitzvah of the Dalet Kaisis. Because the only chash of a wine is when it's diluted. However, when it's undiluted, it's wine, but it's not as proper as chashiv as when it is. And as Rashbam clarifies, that's in the wines of the times of the Gemara, where they would then dilute it one part wine, three parts water. But our wines do not have to be diluted, and therefore you could just pour straight from the bottle and pour revius, and that's a mitzvah mehudr, you're being yoytzi yechiv, even of cheres. Next halacha that he said, the third halacha, was shesayin bevas achas. If you drink it at one time, so Rav Amar, he says that yes, yideyayin yatzah, if you drink it at one time, and that is you don't drink it in the proper time when you have kadesh, and then you have the next cup of wine at a later point after you finish the Haggadah, then you have by Beirach, and then you have Bahal. So if you drink it all together at one time, that you make kiddush and drink all four, so yideyayin yatzah, you have fulfilled your chiv of wine, and that what that means, as the Rashbam explains, you have fulfilled your chiv of simchas yamtiv. As the Gemara later on, Daf Kof Tes Amud Aleph explains, that v'samachta b'chagecha, it says you should rejoice on the yamtiv. With what do you rejoice? With wine. So your chiv of drinking wine on yamtiv, that you have fulfilled. But yidarba kaisis liyatzah, the chiv of dalad kaisis, which is a rabbinic halacha, that you have not fulfilled. Because especially according to Rashi's pshat, where you're pouring it all into one cup, all four cups, one big cup, for sure you're only drinking one cup and nothing more, and you still have to drink another three. But according to Rashbam, it's even if you drink all four at one time, again, that would be considered as one cup, and then you have to drink the other three in its proper timing for it to be considered the chiyuv and fulfilling that chiyuv of the dalet kaisis. Then the last halacha that Shmuel said was hishkemehen lebanav al bnei beis yatzah. That if you gave to drink from your cups of wine, from each of the dalet kaisis to your family, you have fulfilled your chiyuv. However, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, he clarifies, who the ishti rubi the kasa, we're talking about that as long as you drank the majority of the cup, we're saying that you will fulfill, although a person should drink the whole cup, but that's what we're saying, that even if you gave from each one to your family, as long as you drink the majority, you will fulfill your chiyuv. Now the Gemara asks on the first halacha, which we had skipped. We started with the second halacha, going through the halachas of Shmuel. Now the Gemara asks on the first halacha that he said that each cup has to have kedei mezigas kaisyaf, has to be the amount that will be fit to be diluted to then have what's proper for kaisyal bracha. That's how much you have to have by the Seder night for each cup of wine. Meisveh, the Gemara asks from a braisa, it says dal kais halalo, these four cups of wine, tzerch shehebehen kedei revius, it has to be enough to be that each cup of wine will have a revius, which means literally a quarter of a loig. So that on that the Brisa says, that's echad chai, whether it's undiluted, you still have to have a revius, as we said before, because less than revius is not considered drinking. As the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, mikol mashka ashei yishasa, from every beverage which will be drunk, that is, drinking is only with a share of revius, so or even if it's undiluted, which normally you'll have three parts water with it, but if you're not putting in water, it has to have revius. Vechad mazik, the same thing applies if it's diluted, which then you could start off with first a quarter of revius, mixing with three parts water, with then the total will be revius. Echad chadish, whether it's new wine, vechad yashna, whether it's old wine, which that chiddush is that although old wine loses some of its flavor, and similarly new wine, it doesn't yet acquire yet the taste of the full flavor of full body of the wine. However, either one of these will fulfill the chiyuv of dalet kaisis if you have a share of a revius. Hudaim, he argues, he says, tzarch shehei baitam, it has to have the taste, which he's coming to exclude new and old wine. It has to be not too new and not too old. Umariyain, it also has to have the look of wine. And that is, it has to be red. So that's the Bryce, and the Gemara is going to come back to Rabbi Huda's statement, what's the pshat, why he holds it has to have the taste and the color of wine. But the Gemara concludes the question. Ketani miyas, one thing we learn in the Brice is kedei revius, it has to have the shear of revius each cup of wine. Vat amrit kais yafa, and you say that it has to have the shear of a of a proper cup. And that is, as Rav Rambam explains, the Gemara thinks that they're two different measurements, because Shmuel didn't use the terminology that Braisa says of Kedei Revi'is. He used this other terminology of that it has to have Kedei Mezigas Kais Yafa. When the Braisa doesn't say that, the Braisa says it has to be Revi'is. But the Gemara says, Amri, they said, Idivi Idi Chachiruhu, they're all the same measurement, and that is my Kedei Mezigas Kais Yafa to come. What is this, what Shmuel meant when he said that it has to be enough, that it should be diluted, what you're starting with, to then be what's proper to have for a proper cup of a kashal bracha? That's l'cholchad v'chad, that's for each cup of wine, to have a lahu kul revi'is, that each one should be revi'is. That's what it is, because you start off with a quarter revi'is, then you dilute it with three parts water, which then make it a revi'is, and therefore it's not a contradiction to what Shmuel had said. Now we quote in that price, the Yehuda Eimer, tzirch shehi bei tamamar, it has to have the flavor, which not it can't be like the Tanakama of having two new wine or two old wine. Umarin has to have the color of wine too, which means it has to have red wine. So Rava says, my time of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? The Chassidus says a pasuk in Mishlei says, al teri yayin ki yis adam. Don't look for wine that is red. And that is the explanation of that means is that it's warning, don't lust after to be common, to be always used to drinking red wine. And from there you can infer is that wine also has the color, makes it significant. And as it's telling you, don't go after wine that is red. And also the flavor, because it's warning that he shouldn't get intoxicated and get drunk. What's drawing him is the good flavor. So we see that the two components of wine, that is the shevach of wine, both the flavor and the color. So the Gemara continues, turn up and learn the braisa. Hakol chayavim barbo kais alo. Everyone is obligated in these four cups of wine. Echad anashim, whether it's men, v'echad nashim, whether it's women, v'echad tinaikis, whether it's children, because they were also redeemed. Just like we said, that women were in the nest, children were redeemed too. They also have to drink the four cups of wine. So Rabbi Yehuda says, v'chimat te'elis, yesh le tinaikis b'yayin. He says, what type of gain is there for children to drink wine? As Rashbam explains, when they're exempt from mitzvahs, why would they have to drink the four cups of wine? Ella, rather, mechalkalem, we apportion to them, we give out to them, we continue on top of Kaf Testament Aleph, we don't give them wine. What we do for children is we give them parched grain and walnuts on Erev Pesach. Now, why would we give them these things? Kadesh Leishnu, that they shouldn't fall asleep. V'yishalo, and then they'll ask. In other words, we want them to be busy. We give them toys. We give them things to get them involved in the Seder night. So that's what we give them, but we're not giving them four cups of wine. So related to this, the Gemara says, Amar Lava Rabbi Kiva, they said regarding Rabbi Kiva, Shehoi Mechal Kalois V'goizn L'tinegis B'Erev Pesach, he would give out parched grain and walnuts to the children there of Pesach, kedosh liyishnu biyishalu, that they shouldn't fall asleep, and they should ask, they should be involved in the Seder night, and go to their level, do things that will excite them. That's what you do for children, not that we're giving them dalet kaisers to be drinking. So time to learn the braisa related to this, there, Rabbi Elazar Omer says, chaytfin matzis b'leili psachim, we would snatch the matzis on the Seder night, which there's many different interpretations in the Rishonim. One pshat the Rashbam brings, it means that they would pick up the ka'ara, and that is b'shvil tinaikis shel yishnu. That's because of the children, that they shouldn't fall asleep, that they should ask the questions, and that is one interpretation. Another interpretation Rashbam brings is that they would take away, what does it mean they would snatch away matzahs? They would take away the bread from the children, that they shouldn't fall asleep from eating too much, as happens to children when they eat too much, then they're not going to ask anymore, but now that we take away their food, they're not going to be falling asleep because they ate too much, and then they'll see all the different changes that we do that to make the children be interested and wondering why we're doing this. And that's what we ask with the Manishtana, what's so different tonight? I say, oh, good thing that you asked. Avada Meyinu L'Fayar B'Mitzrayim. However, this is also the source of the famous minig that many Jews do, of that they steal the afikaimen. That's based on the Rambam's interpretation, actually snatching the matzah. Again, it keeps the kids involved in the Seder night. But that's the purpose, that they shouldn't fall asleep. And Yishalu, that they should ask the four questions of Manishtana to hear the answer of Avad Meyinu. It's time to learn the Braisa. Amru Lavo Rebbe Kiva, they said regarding Rebbe Kiva, Meyamav Loi Amar, in his days he never said the following phrase of Higiyah Eis Lamed Bebeis HaMedrash. He never said in the Beis HaMedrash, it's time to get up, Rabbi Yisai, no more learning for now. Chutz, besides two times, Me'arv B'sachem, Pesach by the evenings, and Yom Kippur by the evenings, as the Gemara explains. Ba'avri Pesachim, by the evenings of Pesach, b'shvil tinaikish kadesh lo yishnu. That was because of the concern of the children that they shouldn't fall asleep, and that as the Rashbam says, that we would want them to take a nap during the daytime, that they shouldn't be sleeping at the evening time, so he would have the fathers get up and take them to have their children, make them take a nap, so that they'll be around for the Seder night. And similarly, by the evenings of Yom Kippur, that they should feed their children during the daytime before it gets dark, because on Yom Kippur night, they shouldn't be eating, and that's why they would have the fathers get up to go ahead and feed their sons supper time before it got dark.